When I was 14, I was sent to a mental institution. Here's why. I don't have any friends, and I kept to myself. I loved to look at pictures of dead people. And to be honest, I still do. My parents struggled with trying to make me act normal. And I have no explanation for you or for them. I didn't like other kids. I didn't like anyone. Not even my parents. The only person that I did like was my little brother Harold, who was just like me. He was quiet and he didn't have any friends either. We would play outside and hang out all the time, and everything was great. Until this one night. Harold and I got into an argument, and he told me that he wished he could kill our parents. I wasn't close with our parents, and like I said before, I didn't even like them. But I never felt like hurting them. Harold told me that not only did he want to hurt them, he wanted to cut them open with the pocket knife in the garage. He wanted to take the knife and slit them open. This made me cry. I ran to my parents' room, probably like 2 o'clock in the morning, screaming and crying. Harold followed me and was screaming that I was lying over and over. I screamed and told my parents what Harold said and what he wanted to do. My mom started crying uncontrollably, and my dad started breathing really heavy. Obviously, what I told them was scaring them, and Harold was crying too at this point. The next day, my dad took me to the mental institution. For the longest time, I was in that hospital, angry, not understanding why I had to live there and Harold didn't. It wasn't until 7 years later that I learned why. My dad came to visit me one day, and when I asked about Harold, as I always did, he finally said it. Harold didn't exist. I ran into their room that night, screaming and arguing with myself about how I wanted to kill them. But I didn't want to. This was out of this world, insanely scary. Please forgive the short length. Not much happened. I was 11 years old, living in Boston with my dad. I woke up one night super late for an unknown reason. You know how sometimes you just wake up, look around your room, and then fall back asleep? Yep, that's what happened. I woke up, not sure what time, but sometime in the middle of the night. I was looking around the room, and sitting in the darkness of my open closet, I saw a face. A face I had never seen before. Someone was sitting in my closet looking at me. The ability to move my limbs completely left me. I was frozen. I stared at this person for what felt like an hour. Trying to remember now, I'd say it was really only about 20 seconds. Whoever it was reached their arm out of the darkness in front of them and slid the closet door closed, looking into my eyes the entire time. The door closed, and I lay there frozen for probably another 20 seconds, and then I realized I had to leave this room. Obviously, there was no way I was going to go back to sleep. I got up as silently as I could and walked out of my bedroom, which the door was cracked open. I ran to my dad's room and went inside. I woke him up, and naturally, he was shocked when I told him that someone was in my closet. He told me to stay in his room and he went to check. The thought of something happening to my dad scared the hell out of me, so I was crying, waiting for him to come back. After a minute or two, he finally came back and told me that no one was there. Cliche ending, I know. I will say this, I do not care if people believe me or not. It really happened. I was not dreaming. When I left my room, whoever it was in the closet left as well. The front door, the back door, and most of our windows were all unlocked. Stupid, I know, but we were ignorant. This happened 6 years ago, and when I try to remember the face, I can't visualize the details except one thing. One thing I have always been sure of. It was a man, and he was missing teeth. How do I know? Because he was smiling at me the whole time. This incident took place around 6 months ago on an overnight trip into the Superstition Mountains, which are about an hour drive east of Phoenix. I'm not going to specify the exact trail because I've been doing this stuff long enough to realize what happens when you say too much. Whether it's a good trail, abandoned mine, ghosts, or whatever it might be, people come flocking, and usually with a lot of trash and loud music. This particular trail I was taking was an 8-mile loop through a canyon, a pretty simple overnight trip. I had planned to go with my friend, but at last minute he canceled, and he left me on my own. So with a packed bag and a car ready to go, I decided to go on my own. Not leaving the house on time and some trouble navigating rough forest roads, I didn't arrive to the trailhead until around 5:45, which for those of you who don't backpack, this is a very big no-no. I had about a 4-mile hike until I arrived at my planned camping spot, and it was getting dark fast. So I figured if I moved quick enough, I could get at least 2 to 3 miles in before I had to find a spot. This strategy left me hiking a very dark trail on my own with about 15 miles of dirt road between me and anyone else. Hiking in the dark by itself is scary, especially for where I was and being on my own. Eventually it got so dark that I could only see where my headlamp was pointing, and that's when I figured I needed to stop and get a camp set up. With only using the headlamp as my light source and trying to move fast, I ended up in a less than ideal spot, but there were some burnt pieces of wood and the remains of a fire circle, so it looked like people had been there before, but it didn't look recent. My first priority was to get a fire going. I scanned the area around me and was able to find some dry wood, and I got the fire going. I got my tarp set up and cracked an open can of chili mac I had brought for myself and was very much looking forward to eating. I was feeling good. My camp was set up and my food was on the fire. The feeling of uneasiness from the hike had almost gone away, but it was still there, the side effect of camping alone in a remote area. To fully understand what happened, I have to explain to you how my camp was set up. The site I had picked was a small clearing surrounded by large pine trees with the trail about 30 feet to my left. When you're in the woods and have a fire going, the fire casts a circle of light around it, and everything in the edge of that circle and past it are pitch black. I was sitting on the ground near my fire eating my dinner when a small rock, about the size of a marble, was thrown into my camp. I looked in shock as I was positive that I was the only person on this trail that night. I immediately turned my light on and towards the area where I had seen the rock come from, but due to the density of the pines and the brush, I could only see about 10 feet. I spent the next 15 minutes in disbelief as I scanned in the tree line that surrounded me, searching for whoever had thrown the rock, not daring to stray too far from my fire, that in hindsight offered me a false sense of security. After sitting back down and spending the rest of my time on high alert, I was able to convince myself that I had somehow kicked the rock, or it had fallen from a tree or something. I went to sleep that night not expecting the pure terror that was about to unfold. I awoke to the sound of rustling leaves, barely inaudible if you weren't listening for them, but they were there. Still in a sleepy daze, I listened as the rustling of leaves got harder to hear, as I assumed they were moving away from me. I went to grab my handheld flashlight that I had left next to me when I had fallen asleep, but the more I looked, the more scared I got as I came to realize that it was no longer there. I stood up in my sleeping bag and ducked out of my tarp and looked around. I was able to see a light off in the woods. It couldn't have been more than 15 feet away. It was my flashlight, laying on the ground in a pile of leaves. This is one of those few moments in my life where I've almost crapped my pants. The flashlight that I had left sitting right next to me when I had fallen asleep a few hours ago was now 15 feet away in the tree line of the woods. I hurriedly slipped my boots on, clutching my knife in my other hand and keeping my head on a swivel. I weighed my options. Stay here and wait out the night, or attempt the 3-mile hike back to the car in the dark. I figured that whoever was out there with me was definitely going to have a better advantage if I was out on the trail without a light. So I decided to stay at the camp and wait out the night. Eventually, whoever it was came back. I could hear them walking around the woods. It was far off, but I could hear them. It sounded like someone leisurely walking by, like they were on a stroll, without a care in the world. Sometimes they would walk so far away, and I would lose the sound of their steps. But then, an hour later, maybe two, they would return, still faint. This went on for 3 or 4 hours until I listened to the steps get closer and closer, until they were about 7 feet away from me. At this point, the fire had gotten very small, as I had run out of wood in my pile. The footsteps stopped, and everything went totally silent. I sat there still for 2 hours, clutching a knife in my hand, and prayed that I wouldn't hear anything else. I stayed like that until the sun cast enough light that I could see that I was alone in my campsite. I packed my things and speed walked the 3 miles back down the trail I had taken. I arrived at the empty dirt road where my car was parked and nearly sprinted to it as I unlocked my Subaru, jumped in, and drove, and didn't stop until I had put at least 20 miles between me and that place. I stopped at a gas station to buy a Red Bull, but mostly just to see or talk to another person. As I exited the store, I was able to read what someone had written in the dust on my back window. Sleep well. A lot of weird things have happened to me on my various adventures through Arizona, but this is the weirdest and the scariest by far. There was somebody seriously deranged in the woods that night. Do yourself a favor and stay as far away from those mountains as you can.